Today I'm joined in the studio again by Karen Spake, who writes the blog Karen Cares, which offers advice and information to anyone caring for the elderly. Today we're talking about leg ulcers and how to prevent them. Good morning, Karen. Good
morning, Julie.
So, what is a leg ulcer, Karen, and why do they occur?
Leg ulcers are a long-lasting condition, taking more than 4 to 6 weeks to heal, and sometimes months, and at times they don't heal at all. It's a sore, and as the name suggests, it's found on the leg or the foot.
And how do leg ulcers occur, Karen?
Leg ulcers occur when the valves within the veins stop working properly, and the blood in them can flow the wrong way, causing an increased pressure when standing. This pressure damages the skin and leads to leg ulcers.
Okay. Karen has shown me some pictures of leg ulcers, and they look absolutely horrible. They look so sore and painful.
They're horrible, Julie. I've had first-hand experience of them. My mother-in-law had leg ulcers, and they did take over a year to heal. It's not just the fact that they're painful and look horrible. They also ooze something called exudite, which smells, and it makes... I know it's a horrible subject
horrible.
To be talking about, isn't it, really?
But
prevention's better than cure. This exudite smells, and it makes the dressings soaking. So somebody's in layers and layers of bandages and padding, and it's just wet. It's really foul, and it can make people very, very miserable. Obviously, quite often a leg ulcer can occur just after a tiny knock to the legs. If the skin's damaged or sensitive, just a tiny knock to the legs will cause an ulcer, and without treatment they won't heal.
Okay, and how many people have leg ulcers, and are they common in the elderly?
They are. It's estimated that 1 in 50 people over the age of 80 has a leg ulcer, and it's a huge jump from 1 in 500 people at a younger age.
Right.
This is due to an elderly person having less activity, poor circulation, and if somebody's recently had a knee or a hip replacement, the risks are also increased, according to the NHS Choices website. Also, people who've got varicose veins, me, are also more likely to develop leg ulcers.
Okay, I'm all right. Don't have varicose veins
yet. That's good.
So if someone has a leg ulcer, what is the treatment and how effective is it?
The treatment, Julie, usually involves keeping the wound clean and dressing it. And then compression bandages are used to improve the flow of blood around the legs. These bandages are layered up. I mean, your legs end up huge. So
yeah.
There's a dressing, and then there's a bandage, and then there's another bandage, and then there's tube grip put on top. If the leg ulcers are infected, then antibiotics are also prescribed. In many people, leg ulcers do heal well, but for some people they just will never heal. General health of somebody and the amount of exercise they get are contributory factors to healing, but obviously if somebody's got bad leg ulcers and they've got big wide dressings on, it's not
hard
easy for them to mobilise.
No. So leg ulcers are also horrible, Karen. What can someone do to reduce the risk of developing one?
There are some measures that people can take to reduce the risk. If somebody's overweight, losing some weight will help. Regular exercise and putting your legs up every so often as possible. Should take my own advice. Never
yeah,
put my legs up.
I'm good with that. I put my legs up every day under my desk. I've got a little stool.
I think it needs to be a bit higher, actually. It needs to be sort of above heart level.
I couldn't do that at my desk, could I?
No. Also, smoking does cause the arteries to clog, and that will affect circulation. So if you can either cut back or stop smoking, that'd be great.
So, Karen, what about compression stockings or tights? These were made famous by Nora Batty, when hers were always falling down.
That's true. I can just see her now with them halfway down her thigh, her
Not
calves.
Not doing what they should have done.
No. Compression stockings really do help to improve circulation, and now they do look like normal tights or knee highs. They're not cheap. They come in at about £15, but then preventing leg ulcers is invaluable, really. Wearing compression tights or stockings, if you've already had an ulcer, will help to reduce the risk of developing another one. Someone who's already had a leg ulcer is far more likely to develop another one. The statistics are quite frightening. They're actually 1 in 4 times more likely to have another ulcer in the following 2 years. So it's really a good idea if they can take some preventative measures. Yeah.
Okay, Karen. That's very interesting. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Julie.
Bye.
Bye.